Well, on the way up here in the elevator, I was just talking with somebody about the challenges that marriages can bring. And in view of my little nephew who's getting married this coming weekend. And I was just listening to St. Paul's sermon there, and I just thought, well, there's a thought. But in all honesty, Paul, in a way, you look at it and you say, well, the real point of that is about, not getting married. No, that's not really the point of that passage, as the later parts of the passage reveal. Yes, not getting married is a part of it, but it's not getting fixed on the things of this world. That's the theme that Paul is trying to get across. One of the examples of this is, don't worry about marriage. The world as we know it is passing away, right? Don't worry about buying things and owning things because it's going to be temporary. Don't worry about the status you have and the prestige you have in this world. It's temporary. It's not going to, sic transit gloria mundi. Don't worry, about, kind of trying to fix, what you have in this world and stake yourself and stake your identity and stake your happiness on the things of this, world, because it's really temporary. It's transitory. It's going to be finished. Whereas the things of eternity, the things of the next kingdom, according to the promise and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, they'll be eternal and they'll be brought to fruition and there won't be any pain mixed in with it at all. Now, some of you might know, well, the reason Paul said that was he really believed that the end of the world was fairly imminent. And that's true. Paul did believe that the end of the world was more imminent than we do today. Obviously, we've come 2,000 more years, from the time of Paul, and we see, well, the world didn't exactly end right away. And so we've got another perspective. But that's not really the only reason that Paul says this. In this context, it is. But in other contexts, Paul is really pretty clear that just don't get yourself all upset and all staked out and hammered down about the things of this world. Even marriage, even career, even possessions, even glory, just don't stake yourselves in this world, because it's passing away. It's temporary compared to the eternity and the perfection of the life to come. And that is the big lesson, how to just kind of keep from over-investing ourselves in the good things of the world, and how to, as it were, reinvest ourselves, our identities, and our happiness in the world to come. Again, we see the very same theme in Luke's gospel. Luke, the difference between Luke's Sermon on the Plain, which is what we read today, and Matthew's Sermon on the Mount, there's a real difference. Obviously, Jesus gave a sermon that had these blesseds in it. Now, Matthew tries, in some sense, we think he's integrating Jesus' teaching, into these Beatitudes. He's integrating some value for this world. In other words, Matthew doesn't say, blessed are you poor, for you will be rich, right? He doesn't do it. He says, blessed are the poor in spirit, because they're going to, right, inherit the kingdom of God, right? They're going to, the kingdom of God will be theirs. So the key thing to remember is, Matthew is trying to say, there's some value with being poor in this world. Right? Matthew, again, he includes, blessed are the sorrowing, they're going to be consoled. That's one of the eschatological promises of Luke. But then you go down to the third thing, blessed are the meek, right? That is to say, the gentle-hearted, they're going to inherit the land. Blessed are the merciful, right? That means the compassionate and the forgiving, right? So he's talking about virtues that are going to make our life in this world a more valuable life, that's going to help us in this world to get some real spiritual benefit from our suffering, to really be able to help others in this world through our suffering and through the deprivation that's in the world. That's Matthew's perspective, that, being poor, or poor in spirit, it's not such a bad deal. It's going to actually bring you a happiness here. It's going to bring benefit to you here. It's going to bring benefit for your salvation here. You're going to be able to serve the kingdom and others here. So for Matthew, there is this kind of value of this life. Luke has a distinctly eschatological context. He just says, blessed are the poor. It's not a great condition to be in here, sorry to say, but you're going to be rich, right? And blessed are those of you who are mourning. Not a great condition to be in, but don't worry, you're going to laugh. Well, when are you going to be rich? And when are you going to laugh? And when are your sorrows going to be overcome? In the next life. It's the very same theme as Paul. Don't get so worried about what you have in this life. I mean, what Luke and Paul are preaching is, if I might use the Ignatian word, detachment. Don't worry if you're poor in this life, because honestly, in the life to come, you're going to, as the saying goes, forget about it. You're not going to even think about it anymore. Be totally redeemed in eternity and the joy of God. Okay, you're mourning right now, you're suffering right now. Don't worry about it, because in the next life, you aren't even going to remember it, right? And it's very, 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 detach from this life, because this life is but a small glimmer. You think you were dealt something bad? You weren't dealt something bad in eternity. You were only dealt something bad for a little while. You don't think you have glories in this world, but other people do? Don't worry about it. Glories in this world is like a microsecond. Who cares? In the eternity of God, you won't even remember what you had. It'll be absolutely insignificant in the joy in the eternity of God. So, it's like Cool Hand Luke, right? You got to get your mind right, Luke, right? It's the idea, right, is that we have to get our minds right, and the theme is the same. And I got to remind myself, I got to remind myself on a daily basis, don't get so wrapped up in the things of this world, because when you hit eternity, you won't even remember it. The only thing you'll remember is how you were able to serve the kingdom and how you were able to prepare yourself for the joy, the salvation, the love, the detachment, that will come in the next life, which will bring true and eternal happiness. The words I would take away from it is, don't worry about your lot in this life. Just worry about and think about how you can lever it for the life to come. That's the message of both Paul and Luke, real pals back then 2,000 years ago, who really, really understood Christ in the same way. Amen.